Hey y'all. I see Anchor done changed they shit the fuck up and I'm loving it. Oh, crrr. I just wanted to come on here and say, you know, a bitch haven't been on here in a minute, but I'm definitely going to come back on here. You get what I'm saying? Like, one thing about me and with me doing this, like, I want to be very transparent. I want to be free. I want to be just able to talk about any and everything. So I will go from a stage of topics. I will go from me just talking about politics to the stimulus to me talking about serial killings to me talking about the weather to me talking about some hair to me talking about Pokemon. You know, to me being very spiritual, like, I just am a wonderful, you know, just source of just information. So I just want to talk about life through my eyes, life through how I see shit. And I hope that the people who could get something from this will get something from this. And I hope that the people who can, like, just let people know. You might have somebody who's trans. You might have somebody who got an issue with hair. You might got somebody who like Pokemon. You might got somebody who is into weather. You might got somebody who's into, you know, murder shows and stuff like that. Like, it's somebody for something. So, I just want to talk about my shit or whatever. And, you know, I'm like, as I get more comfortable with this and as I get more grounded with this and as I just get more diligent with this, you know, I will start, you know, writing things down and stuff like that. But for the most part, I'm just talking off the top of my head. I'm just letting my brain flow and I'm just talking or I'm just reading what I see online or, you know. So, yeah, so the next time I get on here, I mean, I might get on here before, but my next scheduled time I'm going to get on here is going to be on the 5th. Me and my daughter is going to be fucked up. You get what I'm saying? We're going to be doing some shit, you know. Not some everyday type of drug, but, you know, once in a while type of drug. And it's going down. And we're going to talk. And one thing about me, like, I feel like when a bitch is just high, I'm just more like, you know, open to talking shit. So, and I always want to give y'all, like, you know, other trusted perspective on things. So, me and my daughter going to come on here. Like, we're going to talk about a plethora of things. So, definitely if y'all are interested in that, come back and listen. That's going to be on February the 5th. You know, I say at the latest 9 or 10, you know. But once everything is good and we feeling our shit, we going to come on here and talk our shit. You get what I'm saying? But just always remember that you got a purpose. You know, life can be so hard. You get what I'm saying? Like, life can be hard. But you got to remember that you were here for a purpose. You get what I'm saying? And things will get better. Things will get fucking better. You get what I'm saying? You just gotta, you know, talk to the universe, pray to your God, and just, you get what I'm saying? Just move along accordingly, you know? So, and just know shit gonna get better. Like, I was at a meeting with my mother, and a man said, you know, if you look at Mount Everest before you start walking, you'll never get up there. But if you take it one step at a time, you'll make it. And that really spoke to me because it was like, you know what? I mean, like, that spoke to me somewhat. The main thing that spoke to me was something else that I'll speak about. But that spoke to me because it was like, you know what, bitch? If you take it one day at a time, you'll get there. But if you try to rush the, you know, you try to, like, if you look at the task, you might get discouraged. So don't, you know, look at what you got to do. Just keep doing it one step at a time, one day at a time. And you know, you gotta just live one day at a time. Every day ain't gonna be the best day. You know what I'm saying? Like, every day is not gonna be the best day. Like, child, I had somebody call me, oh, that's a man, da-da-this, da-da-that. And it fucked me up because it was like, first of all, bitch, how you know I'm a man? And, well, how you know that I was born a man? And you don't even know, you don't even see, like, I'm turned to the back of you. That's number one. And, like, for some reason, God just told me to get up and start walking. It was not even that big of a deal. And I'm like, maybe it was the guy that was behind me the whole time, you know? Because I had came to the train station, and there was a guy right there. And I was like, all right, fuck it. Like, he don't look harmless, but he don't look harmful. Like, him, like, he about to be, like, on some whatever. So I just sat down. And then someone's like, bitch, just get up and walk. So I got up and walked. And, well, no, honey. My guy was like, bitch, just get up and walk. Like, bitch, you got to go. So I had got up and walked, and I got like a few feet down, motherfucker started yelling shit and shit. So, child, I'm sitting here looking for my taser. I'm like, you know, a bitch got something to live for, honey. I ain't got like, honey, if we gotta fight, we just have to fight. Like, fuck it. I'm tired of running. I'm tired of doing this and that. Like, it's gonna be what it's gonna be. But, he fucking paid it. You know, he paid it and shit. And I'm just like, you know, like, I've been living here for a year or whatever, but I go back home a lot. So, but the whole, like, even while I was here, like, I never had nobody, like, verbalize something to me. Now, yeah, I caught little looks and shit or whatever. And I know little signals when I know somebody trying to be funny or trying to throw it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they want to pull up their pants and all that extra dumb shit. I peeps little shit like that. But it was just like, yo. It was just like, yeah, like, I guess, bitch, that's your time. Like, I guess you home now, bitch. Like, you know, type of shit. I was like, you know what? I can't really get too mad because it's not like something that, you know, that, you know, happens on a daily. You know what I'm saying? It's something that, you know, it has happened, and it probably will continue on happening, but it don't happen like it used to happen, and it ain't the way it used to be. So, with that being said, I was like, whatever, bitch. Like, I'm not gonna sweat it. It is what it is. But, I was about to say, like, I just, like, you know, it's about perspective, you know, and that's what I'm learning. And that's what I learned every day. Like, it's about perspective, how you perceive things. You can look at the cup halfway full or halfway empty. And it's just that simple. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just grateful and thankful to my God for giving me the perspective that I do have, to which as I can just not look at the bad of shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I find the good in anything. And sometimes I feel like that can be bad, especially in certain situations. Like, for example, if I'm in a situation, a person's not valuing me as they should value me, or a person isn't doing, you know, they aren't meeting up to what, you know, to, they're not meeting up to the standard of which I do and the things that, in which I feel like I should receive or whatever. I will sit opposing me saying, oh, it's wrong. Even if I think it, I will sit there and find the good in that situation. So it's something of like the gift and the curse, but it's very good for my everyday life. You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, like, I push through. Regardless of me being 6 feet tall or whatever, like, I've been around. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've done shit. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I've done things in my life, so I know my cunt, like, my pussy, like, my look is there. It's just that everything ain't gonna be for everybody. You ain't gonna be real to everybody. You ain't gonna push through for everybody, and every day ain't gonna be a good day. So when that happened, I was like, you know what, bitch? I'm just grateful that it ain't happening every day. It ain't happening every time I even go out. Even if a person do cock my shit, they gonna be like, you know what, bitch? One, bitch, you carry yourself like a lady, number one. Number two, bitch, you look like a lady. You know what I'm saying? Because I know I'm not no female. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I'm a trans, and I'm good with that. You look like a lady. And number three, like, bitch, like, you look like, bitch, that, like, bitch, you look good, bitch. Like, bitch, I see your look, bitch. You got your breasts, like, your face is pretty. Bitch, you're well taken care of. Bitch, your hygiene, like, and bitch, you're not causing a disruption. And that's what a lot of girls gotta, like, thank you, Father. That's what a lot of girls got to, you know, realize that you ain't got, like, you don't gotta be seen. I mean, you don't gotta be heard to be seen. Look in the mirror before you go outside. You know what I'm saying? And definitely, you know. You definitely don't have to be all dramatic and extra. Like, I literally had a girl who, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was my bitch. And she wasn't, like, she was shorter than me. And I'm going to stop doing that, but for right now, she was shorter than me. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, bitch, you don't need to sit here and flail around. You want to Vogue, you want to do this, you want to do that, you want to pop your lips. Like, come on. You making a scene hot. When if you would have just slid through, it won't even be shit. Because you have, like, and then it brings me to the second thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the meeting when I was with my mother. Because I remember I told y'all it was two things. Time, the abbreviation of time. An older gentleman, he was like 70. You know, 60, 70. He said that the abbreviation of time means things I must experience. Things for the T, I for the I, must for the M, E for the experience. And baby, when I tell you that shit hit me, and it's like that, and that's for everyday life. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you gotta experience certain shit. You can't wish yourself out of everything, bitch. Certain things you gotta go through. And even though certain things it might seem kind of shaky. It might seem kind of shaky, you know, in the beginning. But when you get through it, or in the midst of going through it, you realize that you're going to acquire so many things that you wouldn't have acquired if you never went through what the fuck you went through. You know, something, not everything. Some things you'd be like, fuck it, I would like this shit and bring me shit and I shouldn't even went through this shit. But certain things, it makes you better. It makes you redefined. You know what I'm saying? If you don't go through life with no difficulties, you will not become who you are meant to be. Because in hindsight, and I don't even know if I've been using it properly, but I think hindsight means looking like looking at it now. In high motherfucking sight, you don't become resilient. You know, you don't become. Motherfucking strong or whatever from shit always going your way. If shit was always a cakewalk, you wouldn't get to the person that you are at your core, because through difficulties you start knowing things that are good about yourself. You start recognizing attributes and traits and that's within you that wouldn't have came out if you haven't went through that difficulty. If that bump in the road never came out, you wouldn't know that you knew how to motherfucking skip or whatever, jump across. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't know. And then if you go through life with nothing happening, when something do happen, you won't feel like it's the end of the world because you've never been through shit. And I was talking about this with somebody too, about shelter kids. You know, everybody has a friend that, you know, didn't get to go outside at all, and then once they was able to go outside on their own, they never came back in, you know, or they was just doing any and everything, because there's a certain type of, you know, skill set that you get, same example, thank you, Father, skill set that you get when you are allowed to experience, opposed to not experiencing. You get what I'm saying? So it's like you don't learn certain shit by being sheltered. You don't learn certain shit by not experiencing certain shit, by not experiencing nothing. You won't learn certain shit. You get what I'm saying? And just like I tell anybody, especially if you're in the hood, it's like if you see somebody walking up to you in the hood, and even not in the hood, but anywhere, and somebody put their, and you walking with somebody, and they got their hoodie down or some shit, and next thing you know, y'all, and next thing you know, they pull a hoodie up, and y'all are the only ones on the block, what type of shit. Like, you on, okay, like, you're on 37th Street. No, they're on 37th Street. You're on 35th Street. And as y'all walking up, like, it's late at night, 2 o'clock in the morning. And as y'all walking up, this motherfucker see you. You see him. And as he gets closer to you, he gonna pull his hoodie the fuck up. What the fuck you gonna do at 2 o'clock in the morning? Street's empty. Child, you going, is you either three things gonna happen. You gonna walk past and he gonna rob you. Or he might, he gonna rob you. Two, you gonna run the other way. In hopes that, you know, and you gonna run the other way, and opposed to being paranoid, you want at least we know that you good. Or three, you gonna walk past that motherfucker, ain't nothing gonna happen. But if you're in the fucking hood, then three is really, is a very rare occurrence. So it's just like, thank you, Father. If you don't experience shit, then a shelter motherfucker gonna walk right past a motherfucker at 3 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning in the hood. And the person pull up on them like whoop whoop, because they ain't going to know the shit because they've been sheltered. So it's just that what I'm learning in my life, on my life path, is just to experience shit and just be grateful and just have a great perspective on life, because shit could always be worse, sir. Shit could always be worse. Whatever you're going through, if somebody going through something that's worse than what the fuck you got going on. So you got to always remember to fuck that. You get what I'm saying? And I know it's hard. Trust me. Like, I know it's hard. And I don't know everybody's situation, but I know it's hard because it's hard for me. And a bitch be going through depression sometimes. And sometimes you got to feel it. And sometimes you don't. You get what I'm saying? And it's hard for me to differentiate the two. But, you know, you talk to the universe, you talk to your God about it, and it'll work itself out. You get what I'm saying? And things will get better. And I'm just a prime example of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I look at my life, and I'm like, nobody can tell me that my God don't love me. Because it's been shit that I went through that is, like, only, like, baby. Because, see, I'm, like, a life path 7 number, and I don't know all the numbers and shit like that. But when I was reading on my shit, it was very true about it. You know what the fuck they were saying. It was very true. It was very accurate. You know? And I be liking to research shit. Like, I don't like to just go by what's told to me. I have to, like, ponder on shit. And for the longest, it was like, all right, yeah, you know. Like, I know, like, in my heart to heart, I knew it was God. But then I would let some thoughts come to me that, oh, no, it might not just be God, you know, we do blah, blah, blah. Because, you know, people would be like, oh, well, you know, black people hold on to anything or whatever. So I'm like, child, you know, whatever. But, no, I was just feeling like, you know, that might could be me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that might could be what the fuck I'm, you know, like what I'm doing. But, baby, let me tell you something, right? I went through a situation. I mean, I went, like, that situation, this situation was the main situation. I had gotten to a situation with the line of work that I indulge in or whatever. And the guy was attacking me or whatever the case may have you, because the guy, it was just a big thing. And I just knew I was dead. And honey, when I tell you, like, it was only God that got me out of that situation. Like, nobody would know something like that unless they had, like, a near-death, like, experience. Like, maybe they got in an accident and a car flipped out, and then they was in a car, and then maybe they heard God say, like, do this or do that. Like, baby, like, I was fucking, like, the physical me was fucking, like, numb and fucking stuck. The spiritual me was awoken, like, and, like, I promise you, like, it just felt like shit just paused for a minute, and God was just like, go, bitch, and, it, like, I just went. It was crazy. It was crazy, but, like, that was just something that I had to experience, and that let me know for a fact, like, nobody can tell, like, nobody could take that away from me. Like, nobody can. Like, fucking nobody can. Plus, like, me, like I said, like, me being trans and then me getting these breast implants, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I could have died with taking these shots, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's mixy. Like, it's real, real mixy. You know what I'm saying? But definitely, I could have died on that table. Like, if I was going against the grain, if this wasn't the plan that God had for my life, if he felt like I was just, because everybody loved to say, oh, you could, baby, you could plan your life and you could do this and that and you got choice and this and that. Bitch, please, it ain't none of that shit, honey. You ain't going to tell the author what the characters in the book. The characters in the book ain't going to tell the author what the fuck they going to do. It don't work like that, baby. So it's like when a bitch looked on that fucking table and got these breast implants. If my God was against me, if it was all this and that, as the people will say, then I wouldn't woke up. It's simple. Not like only for me not just waking up every day, but you know what I'm saying? Me waking up off a table. Like, they could have been doing my autopsy on that table. They could have been trying to figure out what was going on with me on that table, why I didn't survive on that table. But I didn't laugh. Wasn't my final resting place. That wasn't my final place on that table. Like, I still have a purpose for the kingdom. As we all do. We all have a purpose. We all have a purpose. And nobody's purpose is better than anybody's purpose. Our purpose is all a purpose, because guess what? If he didn't need us, if we wasn't worthy, we wouldn't be here. Simple. And even the people that isn't here, they still had a purpose. Their purpose just expired. Like mine's will, like yours will, like other people's will. Everybody's purpose will expire. But for the moment, I'm going to always stand. While I got breath in my body, I'm going to always stand that I know I have a purpose. And we all have a purpose. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what, like, and it's funny because, see, honestly, I just came on here just to talk real, real quick about some shit. But the father was like, no, ma'am, it's not your way, it's mine. It's like, bitch, you need to talk about some shit, you know, talk about it. And, you know, like, I think I really will be good at podcasting. I just got to really get, you know, I can't just do some blah, blah, blah shit. I got to really be on my shit when I do it. And I will. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just need that one video or something, like, to really just go. And then I know that a bitch is going to be like, okay, you know what, bitch? This shit just went. Like, bitch, you could do this shit. You could do it, bitch. Like, you got this in you, bitch. But, you know, I just want to let y'all know we're all going to be prosperous because we already have a purpose. And I just want y'all to be great. And remember that we come from greatness. Do remember. And, you know, I'll be back later. I'll definitely be back. I will definitely be back on February 5th. The chit chat with y'all and my best friend. So I love y'all, and I'll be back later.